Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Empowerment 365. 365 days of personal empowerment and motivation for you. I'm Arthur Brown, and today our daily practice starts with, again, gratitude. Begin your day with gratitude. Begin your day by sitting quietly, closing your eyes, feeling the feelings of gratitude for your life. Then begin to feel gratitude for your sight, for your hearing, for your heart, your lungs, your body. Just think for a moment as you sit quietly how many things that you really can be grateful for in your life. Again, as always, number one, it's your life itself. And then two, it's your physical health. Because without your physical health, you could not enjoy life itself. So as we express gratitude for just waking with a sound mind and for our health, we continue to become thankful for all the things around us and the things that we do have. And it's important to understand becoming thankful for the things that you do have. And so you have to take an account in your life for the things that you have, the tangible things that you have, and appreciate those things as well. So begin to think thoughts of gratitude and being thankful for everything that you have within your life. Become thankful now for your home and for your car, or for the shelter that you have. But more importantly than that, there's a peace that you have to try to find within yourself. And so as a part of Empowerment 365, this gratitude portion of it begins to bring about an acknowledgement of something. And that acknowledgement is that you've been given a gift called life. You have to be thankful for that life. You have to understand its purpose. And you have to understand why you're here. Okay. So the next portion of the Empowerment 365 activity is forgiveness. And I want you today to begin to think thoughts of forgiveness and release. Okay? And the reason why you need to do this, the reason why you need to start your day this way is because it begins with a positive thought and a positive affirmation and a release all at the same time. So as you continue to have these thoughts of gratitude, you also have thoughts of forgiveness. It's time in your life to let some things from the past go, to let some people go, and live completely in the present, in the now. It is very important that you live your life in the now. It's very important to do that because you have to understand that every moment that you have within your life that's tangible for you is yours. It's the moment. It's your life. And you have to appreciate that. So this daily practice will allow you to create mental and emotional balance. And I think sometimes we lack the emotional balance, both mentally and emotionally, because we don't ground ourselves. And we're all over the place with our thoughts. We're all over the place with our physical actions and activities. And we have to be able to balance ourselves. And our daily practice will allow you to create that balance that you need to remain upright and steady as you go along in your life. So you want to become motivated and inspired to achieve a daily practice of the affirmation of gratitude, affirming that, also of complete forgiveness, forgiving yourself. So start your day today right now forgiving yourself. Forgive yourself for any hurtful thoughts, any hurtful feelings, any hurtful relationships, any hurtful thing that you've done to anyone or anyone has done to you. Begin right now to cleanse yourself, to cleanse your heart, and to cleanse your mind. Cleanse your mind by consciously forgiving yourself for your actions. Consciously forgive yourself right now. Let it go. right now. Forgive yourself for words, actions, activity. Now, consciously forgive someone else. Let an event or an activity from your past just go. Release it. Let it go. You have to consciously make those decisions to stay in the moment in terms of forgiveness, because forgiveness means that you have a link to the past. You are associating a past event with your current reality. And that association keeps it present. It continues to give that moment life that you continue to carry forward with you. So you're bringing an event from the past forward into your current life space, and you can't do that. Be in the moment. Live in the moment. So forgive yourself and forgive others. You have to be willing to do this every day. Be willing to clean the slate, to have a fresh new day. And it's so refreshing once you continue this practice of forgiving and forgiving yourself of all hurtful thoughts, words, and actions and activities. You begin to feel differently, and that's what you want to do. Okay, so right now, I want you to let that go. Continue to practice that, and we'll move on now to humility. Become humble. Right? We're practicing humility. Let's practice being humble right now. So just for a moment, sit right where you are. Close your eyes and just become humble. Don't make yourself big. It's not about your hair or your skin color or the amount of money that you have in the bank. Right now, it's completely and strictly about you. And what I mean by you is the individual within. This individual that you experience with your eyes closed is a part of you that looks out into the world. So when your eyes are closed, you are more in contact with yourself than ever. That next practice is once you can close your eyes and recognize that you're still there and the outside world is still there as well, actively waiting for you to participate in it and with it, you take a step back now and begin to allow yourself to experience you, that individual within. Okay. So as you humble yourself just enough to recognize that you're there, just acknowledge that I am here. So your affirmation for today, your I am statement is, I am here. I am just here. And if you could just acknowledge that you're here. It's not your physical body. It's not your skin color. It's not anything outside of you that I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about creating a relationship and an understanding with yourself, that you have a peaceful experience and a peaceful existence on the inside that creates the same and reflects the same thing in your outside world. So what I want you to do is just practice as much as you can today, contacting and being with yourself. And all you have to do that basically is close your eyes. That's the first step. Okay? So what I wanted to do today is talk about focus for a minute. And I want you to today direct your focus and your attention and your thoughts on your goals. Keep your focus and your intent directed toward the changes that you know you need to make in your life. And those changes that you need to make in your life, first start with the changes that you need to make within yourself. And those changes have to do with growing you, and you are the individual within. That is the part that you need to focus on, growing yourself, beginning to love and appreciate and respect yourself more. And that will reflect in every choice and decision that you make once you make the inner you a priority to understand that you have to have balance between the inner you and the outer world. Okay? So place your thoughts and energy toward becoming a better person first. And that person is not the external one first, because if you change the person on the inside, then you'll be able to change your world on the outside. So this is daily practice of putting your thoughts and placing your energy on becoming a better person and working on those things that you know you need to work on from the inside first begins the process of empowerment. And this is a daily practice and a daily process that's necessary for you to make the adjustments that will allow you to clearly see your goal, clearly see what you're doing in your outside life, and then develop yourself. Okay, so a part of this process is your own personal development and your own personal change that you wish to see. Those things that you know you need to work on and change within yourself and within your life. You have to be able to do that. It is a daily practice of working on yourself, and that's what Empowerment 365 is all about. Each day and every day, developing process of shutting it down for a little while and begin to connect and reflect with you. Okay? That's very important. Okay? So make you an important thing in your day. Okay? So now we'll move on to the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. And you have to tell yourself that every day I will work on myself. I will work on those things that I know I need to work on and change. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pain. And if you can say I will with support and assistance, that could be within yourself, that could be with a friend, that could be coming out here to Empowerment 365, it is developing those tools and practicing every day, working on becoming a better person. And you could do that every day, just one day at a time. So make a commitment to doing that. Make a pledge to yourself that you're going to completely and consistently focus on you and your goals, and that that is where you're going to put your intention, okay? That is what it's all about, okay? So what I want to do now is a quiet reflection, okay? So every day, take time to do a quiet reflection where you're sitting, you're quiet, and you're contemplating on your inner self, building that person on the inside. So sit very quietly, okay? Just breathe in and relax. Just let it go. And for a few moments, just simply relax your mind, relax your body, let it out slowly, and begin to calm yourself. Relax your mind. Breathe in slowly and begin to mentally relax your forehead and relax your neck. And then take your thought down to your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Breathe in. Just be. No thoughts. There are no thoughts here. Just experience yourself. Experience relaxing your outer body. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel it. And relax your arms and your elbows and then your fingers. Okay. Slowly relax your chest now. In your back. Breathe in and relax your abdomen. Relax your legs, your thighs. Mentally relax your calf, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. Just breathe in and relax. That's it. Quietly, mentally feeling the calm feeling of peacefulness and tranquility. Just relax yourself. No cares. No thoughts. Breathe in. Let it go slowly. Just completely relax mentally and emotionally. Release. Let go. I want you to continue to enjoy doing this every day. Having complete thoughts of gratitude. Breathe in again and let it go slowly. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that relaxation exercise from Empowerment 365. This will bring to an end our time together today. Hopefully you'll join me tomorrow for another exercise of Empowerment 365. 365 days of work from yourself in a day, staying every day. I'm Marvin Rohn. Love on somebody. Appreciate yourself. Practice becoming the best person that you can be every day, one day at a time. You can do it. All you have to do is take the time to do a daily, consistent practice of working on yourself. You can't go wrong. It is up to you to do it. It is up to you to work on yourself. It is up to you to make your life the way that you want it to be. You can do it. Until tomorrow, I'm Marvin Rome. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Peace. Gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright.